USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States Marshals Service found 39 missing children in Georgia over the last 2 weeks in a mission known as Operation Not Forgotten. The operation led to the rescue of 26 children and the safe location of 13 others. The missing children were considered to be some of the most challenging recovery cases they'd ever seen based on indications of high-risk factors such as child sex trafficking, exploitation, sexual abuse, and medical and mental health conditions. The U.S. Marshals Service's Missing Child Unit worked with state and local agencies in Georgia and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. 9 criminals were also arrested, and investigators cleared over 27 arrest warrants. Investigators also filed additional charges for a number of crimes related to sex trafficking, parental kidnapping, registered sex offender violations, drugs and weapons possession, and interference. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
The Department of Justice has seized 3 websites, and USA's John Clements has details.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the 3 websites to use 4 different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The 4 vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund.
More than 115,000 inactive voter registrations are now at the risk of being removed from Ohio's voter rolls, but not until after the November election. The final revised figure released represents the number of voter registration that will be purged if they are not activated. Inactive voters in Ohio have to take certain actions to stay on the rolls, including voting on Election Day or updating and confirming their address through the state's voting website. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Julio Mara slipped away from his parents to secretly marry Waldrima Quinteros on February 7, 1941. Both of their families disapproved, but 79 years later, they're still together. He's now 110 years of age, and she's now 104, both lucid and both in great health, though their relatives say they're a little depressed because they miss their big family get-togethers due to the pandemic. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, there are longer marriages, but none at the moment between people as old as they are, just short of a combined 215 years. A number of comedy and musical superstars are getting together to save the vote in a nonpartisan way. Here's Liz Fair with the details.
This Sunday evening, I'm teaming up with Represent Us and friends like Dave Matthews, Jennifer Lawrence, Jamie Foxx, Sia, and others for a very important cause, protecting the 2020 election. We have to make it easier and safer for people to vote, whether by mail-in ballot or in person. And we have to make sure every single vote gets counted. It's going to be awesome. You won't want to miss it. RSVP now at www.represent.us/save-the-vote.
According to their website, the Represent Us group brings together conservatives, progressives, and everyone in between to pass powerful state and local laws to fix broken elections and stop political bribery. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.